Welcome back to Sounds Unexpected. I'm your host, Morgan Schoonover. We're about to begin the next section of our listening hike. We're wandering into a place that we all know, but haven't been to.
Wait, what?
That's right. Welcome to the sound world of electronics. In order to understand the origins of electronic music, we must go back about 100 years to a time when humans had developed industrial methods of production, and the world was about to enter its first world war. While war decimates in both physical and emotional ways, the adrenaline and fear before these events sparked heavy funding towards development in electronics. For example, the need for speedy and effective communication led to the use of radio broadcast, which then led to research in ways of capturing and sharing sound over the airwaves. And of course, the technologies created out of need in states of emergency were still thereafter, providing a platform for further exploration in the then ripe sounds and instruments of the electronic world. Our hike today begins in Toronto, Ontario, where Aaron Corbett created Howl Part 2 from their album Terminal Thaw. This album interprets winter landscapes through modular synthesizer, an SP-404, and light guitar looping. Aaron wanted to capture the extreme sensations that come with a northern winter, the bitter wind, aching bones, but also the comfort and nostalgia of a snow day. We are welcomed in with a small rhythmic sample, which eventually succumbs to the glitching human voice. We are then taken on an almost circular, stumbling rhythmic journey, featuring stuttering, bitter textures. As the glitches begin to smooth, they fall privy to an underlying current, building up to the unescapable crunch of static. Through this constant gradual shifting, we are reminded of winter's takeover.
Thank you.
We are offered yet another evolving landscape, this time in Los Angeles, where Sign Drifter created October. Though they work in a variety of styles, this piece is their deepest exploration of ambient music. Sign Drifter works with frequency modulation and tempos found in the low 30s. That's nearly one beat for every 2 seconds. October is partnered with black and white images of the desert landscape in Southern California. The goal here isn't necessarily to entertain, but to immerse. The combination of slow-moving frequencies and soft rhythms offer us just that. By listening to ambient sound at slow tempos, we can look inward gently and pause to the movement of a hot day in the desert.
Thank you.
Our next piece is a stop in Minneapolis with Erin O'Neill and her dungeon synth duo called Elves and Dwarves. Dungeon synth is a genre that came out of black metal, a style which came out of course, heavy metal. It's inspired by medieval structures and textures, which artists apply to the synthesizer, creating a fantasy world of dark ambience. Ancient Tree, The Knowledge, is a piece by Elves and Dwarves that embodies these qualities through the use of a Nord synthesizer. Erin builds these pieces from narratives that come from her process of drawing maps, collecting artifacts, and making field recordings and lists. We are invited into the piece through textures that are high and light. Eventually, we hear a vocal melody that plunges us into the dark, gritty textures Dungeon Synth is known for. This, partnered with a synthesized chorus, inspires notions of exploration and discovery commonly present in works of fantasy.
Thank you.
Our final stop for this episode is in St. Louis, Missouri, with Lizzie Martinez and her piece, Seeing Red. This piece was the soundtrack for Lizzie's installation at Contemporary Art Museum, St. Louis. This installation was a meditation on gender, safety, and the prevalence of gun violence. The installation featured paintings that depicted Red Riding Hood stalking her stalker, the wolf. The audio piece uses synthesizer and Foley noises to build a sense of tension. Through the slow-moving textures of the synthesizer, we hear birds, footsteps, a gunshot, and police sirens. It is through these details that we gain an auditory insight to Red Riding Hood's plan of revenge.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Sounds Unexpected. I'm your host, Morgan Schoonover. See you next time. Sounds Unexpected is made possible by KFAI in Minneapolis, Minnesota. You can learn more at kfai.org.